Data often shows that Black and Brown individuals are less likely to receive media coverage and resources for their cases. Often, their names are forgotten and their cases run cold. Say Our Name is dedicated to bringing the light to their names while delivering their cases out of the shadows. Hi, I'm your host, Natalie Pickram, and you're now listening to Say Our Name. More than 2,000 kids are reported to have gone missing in the Washington, D.C. area every year, according to D.C. police data. This episode, we are going to say Relisha Rudd's name. Relisha Tanae Rudd, aka Little Mama, was born October 29, 2005 in Washington, D.C. to Shamika Young and Irving Rudd. The first year of Relisha's life was met with some challenges. The Child and Family Services Agency, also known as CFSA, were informed that there may have been instances of neglect and physical abuse. Unfortunately, this wouldn't be the last time CFSA would be involved in young Relisha's life. Relisha, along with her mother and three younger siblings, resided in the former DC General Hospital, largest shelter in the district, home to over 600 children and their families. Payne Elementary School and the Playtime Project became a second home for the energetic 8-year-old. Relisha, known to come to school with soiled clothes and hair, was provided with clean clothing and a place for love and support. Educators at Payne Elementary remembers Relisha being a quiet, well-behaved student. Despite the challenges in her home life, 8-year-old Relisha Rudd was a beautiful, vibrant, charismatic child who loved to dance and had a smile that illuminated everyone. One of the people who saw the light of Relisha Rudd was Khalil Malik Tatum, a janitor that was employed at the shelter. Even though the shelter had a strict no-fraternization rule, 8-year-old Khalil Tatum had a reputation for having a soft spot in his heart for the children who lived at the shelter. He would often buy them gifts, like candy, or even give them money. Given his reputation, he gained the confidence in Relisha's mother, Shamika, who herself had spent her youth in foster care and was suspected to have a mild mental disability. You may ask yourself, where was Relisha's father? Relisha's own father, Irving Rudd, was not a permanent figure in her life. He was known to have suffered from schizophrenia and was convicted in 1992 of involuntary manslaughter and sentenced to 15 years in prison for the death of his 17-month-old daughter. Goddaddy, as Relisha called Tatum, acted as a surrogate father. She would often spend time with his family, receiving gifts like a tablet or toys, going on very special outings like getting a manicure. Because of the trust, the stability, and the care that Tatum had shown Shamika in the horrible conditions at the shelter, Shamika Young asked Tatum if he would take care of Relisha. Tatum himself had a younger granddaughter that Relisha loved to play with and often would stay over in between living at the shelter or being in the care of her maternal grandmother and aunt. On February 25, 2014, Young placed Relisha in 51-year-old Khalil Malik Tatum's care. It's March 5th. Relisha had a total of 5 unexcused absences, and the staff at Payne Elementary School requested a parent-teacher conference with Young, which she did attend. By March 19th, Relisha had been absent for over 30 days. but was marked as excused because Relisha's mother had told the school that she was under the care of a Dr. Tatum. Tatum had spoken to the school on March 10th to corroborate the story that Young had given to the school officials, stating that he was just treating her for neurological problems and that he was going to discharge her by the end of next week. When she never showed, school officials had no choice but to report the incident to the Children and Family Services Agency for Educational Neglect. CFSA didn't consider it a high priority case, and it wasn't until March 19th that a CFSA worker called Tatum to arrange a meeting with him later in the day. When he didn't show up for the meeting, the social worker learned who Tatum really was. After authorities were notified, Jamaica Young stated that Relisha and Dr. Tatum left on March 8th for a medical conference in Atlanta, Georgia, that she had spoken to them by March 17th. When asked to file a police report, afraid that she would lose the other three children in her custody, Young insisted that she didn't want to file a missing person report. Police continued on with their investigation, which led them to a chilling discovery. February 26, Khalil Tatum and Relisha Rudd was caught on camera walking down a hallway in a Holiday Inn Express in Northeast Washington, D.C. And once again, for the final time on March 1st, where 8-year-old Relisha is shown walking into the room at the Days Inn located on New York Avenue with Tatum. Since then, there hasn't been any footage released of Relisha and Tatum leaving that Days Inn. The investigation further revealed police learned that on March 1st, Tatum bought a box of 42-gallon trash bags and some lime, which is often used to speed up decomposition. Nevertheless, the search continued. As they believe Relisha was in danger, calls to Tatum's cellular phone went directly to voicemail. Digital billboards along the East Coast from Maryland to Georgia are displaying photos of Relisha and Tatum. With the FBI involved casting a wider net for Tatum and the safe return of 8-year-old Relisha, there was a total reward of $70,000 that was offered, and it seemed like there was still hope. Then, on March 20th, a day later after Relisha was discovered to be missing, officers spotted Tatum's white truck in the Red Roof Inn parking lot in Oxon Hill, Maryland. When they obtained a search warrant, they discovered 51-year-old Khalil's estranged wife, Andrea Tatum's body. It was suspected that Tatum had shot and killed Andrea. The search continued. And on March 31st, police found Tatum's body at Killingworth Park. He had shot himself with the same gun used to kill his wife. There was still no sign of Relisha, and the police stopped searching the park a few days later. The March 1st footage of 8-year-old Relisha wearing a purple jacket and pink rain boots was the last proof that Rudd was still alive. Shamika Young was investigated by a grand jury for possible obstruction of justice charges because of her inconsistent statements about her daughter's whereabouts. But in the end, no indictments were issued. Young did appear in the taping of the Steve Wilkos show, highlighting the disappearance of Relisha, along with her mother and the father of her youngest children, opted to take a polygraph test, otherwise known as a lie detector test. Young's mother and the father of her youngest children did pass the polygraph test, but Young herself refused to take the test. Since then, Young's three younger children have been placed in foster care and remain there today. Many lawmakers and members of the community openly criticize CFSA for failing to act sooner on Relisha's school absences and failing to remove her and her siblings from the home. But the city of Washington, D.C. concluded that no justifiable government actions would have prevented Relisha's tragic disappearance. The Washington, D.C. City Council voted to close the D.C. General Hospital shelter by 2018. However, the shelter did not close until 2019. There have been many theories about what happened to 8-year-old Relisha, some involving human trafficking, some involving much worse. March 2019 marked the 5th year of Relisha's disappearance. And while there's still hope she may be alive, many authorities involved in the search believe she's no longer here with us. If you have any information on Relisha's case, please contact the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department at 202-265-9100. Again, 202-265-9100. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Please spread the love and be respectful of the loved ones involved in this week's case. Also, help me continue to bring light and join in on the conversation online at Say Our Name Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the hashtag Relisha Rudd. Remember that saying someone's name reminds the world that we love them. See you next week.